The town of Wilcannia in the far west of New South Wales is no stranger to bad press, but locals are angry about a new BBC documentary, which they say was supposed to be a positive story about the town. Indigenous residents of Wilcannia say they were taken advantage of by the film's producers, and the local tourism association says the documentary is a major setback. Declan Gooch reports from Broken Hill.
Australia. The biggest island on the planet, and for 50,000 years, home to hundreds of ancient Aboriginal tribes.
It's a BBC documentary called Hidden Australia, Black in the Outback.
So what's life like here, in one of the country's most disadvantaged communities, when you're young, Australian, and Aboriginal?
It was filmed in the small town of Wilcannia in far west New South Wales last year, and now that they've seen some of it, locals are outraged.
Disgraced, disgusted. Thought we had someone come out and do positives. Said he was going to do a good story, but turned it out negative.
Owen Wyman is a Barkindji man and Wilcannia local who appears in the documentary. Some of the scenes show him at the wake of a prominent community member and close friend, but there's no explanation in the film that people had gathered after a funeral.
We had all people from different states come in, and the only time we ever get together to see each other is on sad occasion. Which is sad for us, but that's the only time we ever do get to see each other, and we'd like to have a beer because we don't know when we're going to see each other again. And we was all in mourning, and he never said anything about that in the documentary. It was just like, oh, we're going into this drunken party again, you know, it's always here, let's just go in and video him again.
And Mr. Wyman says the documentary makers even supplied a case of beer for he and his friends to drink. Brendan Adams is another Indigenous resident of Wilcannia. Originally from Queensland, he manages Wilcannia's local radio station and is involved with a local football team and the men's group. He helped put producers in touch with many of the locals.
We do have to face the realistic issues of the town. You know, our goal is one part. Happy that the issue was raised, but I was very disappointed that they only showed that message, didn't show the good stuff that Wilcannia is doing for themselves.
Mr. Adams says the producers filmed hours of other content, including the town's cultural dance group, the children's drop-in centre, the community radio station, football clubs and the men's group.
Trying to put a lot of stuff within 20 to 40 minutes is very hard. That doesn't mean it can't be put in there. What we saw being videoed and what has actually been played is two different stories, and we're not happy for what has been shown. Because we know that Wilcannia isn't just sitting back and doing nothing. We're not just a bunch of people drinking. There are people out there that are trying to make this community better. There are people out here that are creating positive opportunities for the town.
The documentary was made for the BBC by production company Sundog Pictures. It's presented by British actor and TV personality Reggie Yates. A spokesman for the BBC says it takes the allegations about misleading and unethical behaviour seriously and will look into them. But neither Sundog Pictures nor Mr. Yates's management company would respond to the ABC's questions.
It takes so many years and years and years to build a good reputation up, and we knew we were doing that. But then it only has to take one media to centralise all the negative perception. It's like we just lost everything that we fought so hard for, and that's what media can do. If people are too scared even to come up and say hello, that's also an impact on us, you know, psychologically, mentally.
Wilcannia has long had a reputation as a place that tourists shouldn't stop in. Bill Elliott from the local tourism association says that had slowly been changing, but the documentary could once again give the town a bad name.
We've got heaps and heaps of people stopping, but those turnouts like that don't want that sort of thing. All they want to do is degrade. And we've been years now trying to get rid of our Don't Stop in Wilcannia name, which we seem to be doing, but this does nothing for it. It's totally unwarranted.
Bill Elliott from Wilcannia's Tourism Association, ending that report from Declan Gooch with additional reporting from Sophie Wainwright.